To the surprise of probably nobody, nursing homes here in New Jersey, as well as nationwide, are experiencing a rising number of COVID-19 outbreaks because of the Delta variant. That's despite the early use of coronavirus vaccines among the previously hesitant staff. Not all the staff, but at least more than we had not too long ago. There seems a little, I guess, enthusiasm, you'd say, for reinstating the lockdown measures that we had during the pandemic, restricting residents to their rooms, suspending visits, things like that. Instead, state officials, industry leaders, others, they're pushing to further boost immunization rates in these facilities, again, mostly in need among the staff members, while continuing to enforce strict infection control protocols to reduce any further spread of the virus. Look at some numbers by this is the week ending July 18th, most recent numbers we had. Cases among residents had grown 124%, and staff cases had rocketed up by 184%. And that's just over a span of 3 weeks. 49 nursing home or assisted living sites are reporting cases. That compares to just 18 in mid-July. While almost all the facilities with current outbreaks report only a handful of active staff or resident cases, most recently one nursing home is the site of nearly 36 new diagnoses among the residents. Statewide, there were 108 cases among residents, 92 positive diagnoses among the staff. Almost 9 out of 10 residents in New Jersey's long-term care facilities have been fully vaccinated against the COVID virus. So that's, what, 90%, right? That's according to the state. Problem is, only 72% of staff have been fully vaccinated. But the workforce protection, that's far from even, you know, some facilities report inoculating as few as 1 in 5 employees, while others said that every staff member got the coronavirus vaccine. Vaccine mandates, obviously the simple choice. There are those against vaccines who like to lean on the concept of my body, my choice. Okay, you want choice? Vaccine or unemployment? You got your choice. On that note, while some nursing homes, including a national group, about 5,000 nonprofit facilities, have opted for vaccination mandates. Then industry leaders, worker unions, generally opposing that concept. Labor leaders in New Jersey and the Healthcare Association of New Jersey, which represents the long-term care industry, did support Governor Murphy's shot or test policy. Now, is it implemented? That therein lies the question. In New Jersey, new COVID-19 diagnoses among the public increased roughly fivefold since early July. That's according to state data, surpassing daily case counts from this time last year. Vaccinations, while they don't prevent people from spreading the Delta variant, the shots do remain highly effective in protecting against serious illness and death if you do spread the Delta variant. And as a result, hospitalizations, fatality numbers are increasing far more slowly than the case numbers. There are those saying that facilities and new outbreaks shouldn't be viewed as failures when it comes to protecting against the virus. They say a better test is how well nursing homes control the spread and keep residents and staff from being hospitalized. Protective gear, regular testing, isolating infected individuals, protocols like that. Here's a thought. Can we take the seniors diagnosed with COVID-19 to the hospital out of the facilities? Well, I know it's a familiar route, just the opposite direction from when Murphy ordered the hospitals to send the seniors diagnosed with the COVID-19 virus to the long-term care facilities. Oh, yeah, that's right. Wait a minute. There aren't any ICU beds. The unvaccinated who got COVID-19, they have most of them right now.